Cheryl Chase, the executive director of the Intersex Society of North America, opposes surgical intervention in the cases of intersex babies unless the surgery is necessary to preserve the physical health of the child. We called a doctor who performs corrective gender surgery on infants and children, Dr. Antoine Khoury. He's the chief of urology at the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto. His department sees 30 to 40 cases a year of babies born with ambiguous genitalia. Be advised, we're discussing intersexuality in explicit anatomical and medical language. Dr. Khoury says the critics of surgical intervention are basing their criticisms on outdated surgical techniques that were used 20 or 30 years ago.
The surgery has changed completely. We're doing things quite differently. Now we have much better ways of creating a new vagina. The nerves to the clitoris are being dissected very carefully. The clitoris is reduced in size and recessed in the right spot instead of being removed, which was the standard surgical approach previously. But because things were done in a different way 25 years ago, does it justify not using the advance we have today to give the children a better procedure, a much more cosmetic and functional outcome that they can grow with?
We just heard the argument made on the show that when surgical intervention isn't essential for the medical health of the person, that it might be best if surgery was postponed until such a time as that person could be in on the decision, that person would be old enough and mature enough to decide whether they wanted it for cosmetic reasons or not. I'm wondering if you think that that's ever a good idea, to wait that long.
I think it depends. And children with very mild abnormalities that are not very prominent, it may be an issue, although it's hard to see that even arise. But the point that one has to remember is one has to grow with sex organs that are normal for their gender. It would be quite confusing for a little girl to grow with what seems to be a penis as her genital organ. It may be very shocking. I mean, imagine her parents taking her to swim class, for instance. What change room would they change her in? And similarly at school, as she goes to the washroom and goes through all these, it becomes very confusing for the patient and quite disturbing. So ideally, one would like her to grow with genital organs that are normal for her gender or her sex.
I know that there have been a lot of cases where people who had genital surgery as infants were never told about it. It was kept a secret from them until they discovered it and demanded their medical records. Do you think it's a good idea to keep the surgery a secret? And what is your common procedure there?
You know, Terry, I think there's two. I mean, not every case is clear cut, and there's not black and white or correct or wrong answer in this too. In the sense that, if you have a baby girl that you operate on, you have a very good outcome that looks excellent cosmetically and functionally early on. They come for two or three visits. They're fine. They're discharged. My advice to the parents in that situation is downplay it. You don't need to always remind that child that there was something really wrong with her. She looks normal. She will function normally. You can downplay it so that the psychological impact of that is not very pronounced. On the other hand, if you have a child that has to keep on coming back for follow-up for 8 or 9 or 10 years, such that the child is now 12, 13 years old and is still coming to see the doctor, has to lie down on that exam table and somebody has to look at her genitals very closely and examine her and inspect, and then you try and get out of the exam room and tell her, oh, there's nothing wrong with you, not to worry, then you're fooling her and yourself. She'll always be saying, hey, there's something going on here. So in that case, you really need to be very upfront with that child and explain to her exactly what's going on and what the process has been.
I'm wondering if the work that you've done has affected your view of gender and whether gender is something that's fixed or something that's more, what's the word I'm looking for? Gradated, you know, that the people have elements of male and female within them?
Yeah, you know, when we see, there are cases when we look at and we say, you know, this is gray, this is very gray, this is neither black nor white, we're right in the middle, and we look at them and we scratch our heads, and they're very tough decisions to make. But the majority of patients, I would say 90% of the cases, once you go through the proper evaluation, it's black or white. And there's about a 10% sort of group of patients that you sit there and it's tough. It really is hard to make a call on them, and you think about them very hard. And these are the ones that you spend a lot of time with the parents, because it's a lifelong, most of the time, it's a lifelong decision that is very hard to, you know, you don't want to make the wrong call for the child's sake.
Do you want to hear more about what intersex activists are saying, or do you feel that it's irrelevant because they had their surgery before it was done as well as it is today?
Yeah, you know, I understand where they're coming from. There's no question about it. There's no two ways around it. If they've had bad surgery there, then it's there's clearly a very unfortunate outcome. That all I'm saying is, it you know, before we sort of jump on the bandwagon of saying abandon what you're doing now, I think we have to understand very clearly what is happening now and how improved the approach is, and why has the change taken place. It's taken place because the intersex people have advocated for that, and they are the ones that spoke out against what happened in the past. I mean, their speaking out has led to the change that is now good for the children that are unfortunately born with this very significant problem today.
Dr. Corey, thank you very much.
Thank you, and good luck.
Dr. Antoine Corey is chief of urology at the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto. More on intersexuality in the second half of the show. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.